إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها المسلمون, it is from the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from His bounty and His blessing upon us that we have completed the first half of this great month, the month of Ramadan, fasting in the daytime, seeking the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by refraining from the food and the drink, and by turning away from the desires and the whims, and seeking the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His mercy and pleasure, and standing in the night time, hoping for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking forgiveness and repenting to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a great favor and blessing from Allah azza wa jal, requiring us to show thanks and to praise Him for the success that He has given us to complete half of this month. And no doubt, these days and these nights, they have gone by quickly, like the blinking of an eye. And although half of this noble and great month has proceeded, that which remains is the best and most virtuous. The days remaining, they are the best days of Ramadan. And the nights that are remaining, they are the best nights of Ramadan, rather the best nights of the year. They are approaching and drawing near the last 10 nights of this noble and blessed month. So therefore, a believer, he will at this time reflect over his situation, and he will ponder and take himself to account, looking at these past weeks, how he has performed, and how he has spent his days, and how he has done with his fasting, and taking himself to account. Was he mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the daytime? Was he fasting hoping for the reward? Or was he negligent in fasting, just leaving his food? Yet his manners and his conduct did not change. He remained upon the same way before, wasting his time and neglecting his religion and falling short in his obligations. Or did he rectify his affair? Was he benefiting from his fast? Was he drawing near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did he find a change in his relationship and a strength in his faith? Did his heart become strong and his reliance and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become better and greater? This is something that a believer he will look into, and he will take himself into account. Those previous days that have gone by so quickly, and likewise those nights before the coming of Ramadan, many of the believers, they are setting for themselves great goals that they hope to achieve. In Ramadan, I'm going to complete the recitation of the Quran one time or two times or three times. I'm going to review the book of Allah. I'm going to establish the obligatory prayer in the masajid with the believers. I'm going to try to stand in the night prayer with the imam in the taraweeh from the beginning to the end. So many great and noble objectives and goals that a believer he had set for his himself and his family at the approaching and the coming of Ramadan. Now it is time for a believer to look at himself and to look at his family and to look at his circumstance. And how did he perform? Did he fulfill any of those obligations? Was he striving in those days truthfully? Or was he negligent and forgetful? And was he falling into that which is not praiseworthy, or even committing some actions of disobedience in those days and those nights? So a believer who found that he had good in those days and those nights, they had proceeded, and he was upon khayr, and he was upon goodness and striving to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he increased in his faith, then he will thank Allah azza wa jal. Then he will thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and know that it was his favor upon him and blessing, and the minnah of Allah azza wa jal upon the believer to guide him and to give him success to be obedient. And he will beg Allah azza wa jal to be steadfast and to continue. And likewise, if a believer, he were to see that he has shortcomings, and that he had deficiencies, and that he had neglected some of those days and nights, and that he had fallen into that which is not praiseworthy from wasting time, or that which is more severe from looking at things that are haram and impermissible, and discussing and delving into affairs that are not allowed, and the likes like this, a believer, he will repent from those affairs now. He will repent from those affairs now and rectify this issue and go forward in that which remains from this month. It has been narrated from Umar radiallahu anhu that he would say, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْرَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْرَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Take yourselves to account. Take yourselves to account before you are taken to account. Take yourselves to account and look in your situation and be truthful with yourself. Be truthful with yourself and with your Lord, and strive to rectify the deficiency, especially in these days, repenting to Allah Azza wa Jal, begging Him to guide one's heart and to grant him sincere faith and steadfastness upon His obedience. This is from the aims and the goal of this month, to repent to Allah and to rectify oneself and one's situation. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, she mentioned that whenever the last 10 days of Ramadan would enter, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would strive in actions of obedience. He would strive greater to draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all different types of actions of worship and obedience in these last 10 days, more than any of the other days of the year. So therefore, these days are drawing near. These days, they are approaching. So a believer, he will prepare. He will prepare for the likes of these days, and he will benefit. He will benefit from this month, showing thanks to Allah. Showing thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guiding him to al-Islam, and guiding him to the sunnah, and showing favor upon him from giving him success to be in this great month, and have this great opportunity to worship Allah azza wa jal, and to fulfill the obligation of fasting, and to establish the religion and the deen in one's life. This is the blessing of all blessings, and the favor of all favors. A believer, he will strive in these days in preparation for the coming of the last 10 nights. أقول ما تسمعون أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, the month of Ramadan is the month of the revelation of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. That the month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He clarified in this noble verse the wisdom of that revelation. Huda. Huda lil-nasi wa bayinatin minan huda wal-furqan. It was revealed as a means of guidance for mankind. The noble Quran is revelation from the Lord of the worlds. Revelation, it is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He revealed it to mankind. He revealed it to mankind to clarify for them the upright and noble creed and the proper belief and way of life, that which is good and wholesome and that which is upright and pleasing to Allah. And to clarify likewise that which is foul and unlawful and that which is filthy and disgusting and that which leads to the anger of Allah. Hudan linnas. It is guidance for mankind. وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. In the clarification likewise of that guidance and the criterion. So therefore, the Quran is a book of guidance. The Quran is a book of blessing. The Quran is a book full of great benefit for a believer. But this is in believing in the book. believing in the Quran in the proper manner, and likewise reading it and reflecting upon it and pondering over its meanings and striving to understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering in His book, and likewise striving to implement that in one's life. Striving to implement that in one's life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has mentioned about His book, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has mentioned in this noble verse that this is a book full of blessing that we have revealed to you, O Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a book, this revelation, this Quran, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ, full of blessing. We have revealed it to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, full of blessing and goodness and guidance and benefit for mankind. لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. So that the people, they may ponder and reflect over its verses. The wisdom from the revelation and the blessing of this book is in order to ponder and to reflect over its verses, and so that the people of sound mind and intellect, the people of strong understanding and upright intelligence, they will take admonition and they will take heed. They will take admonition and they will take heed. The one who reflects over the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he ponders over them deeply and he understands them properly and correctly, they will go into his heart. They will affect him and they will change his life. They will affect him. The words of Allah Azza wa Jal will affect him and they will change his life. And he will rectify his situation and he will go straight. It will be a means of benefit and guidance for him. The Quran is light for those who believe in it and those who follow it. But this is by pondering over its words, by reflecting over the meanings and understanding the commandments and the prohibitions specifically, and believing in them and striving against one's soul to implement them in one's life. It has been narrated by Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah that he said, إِنَّمَا نَزَلَ الْقُرْآنُ لِيُتَدَبَّرَ وَلِيُعْمَلَ بِهِ. That the Quran was only revealed to be reflected upon and to be pondered over and to be applied in one's life. So this is the wisdom from the Quran. Not simply to recite it without understanding its meaning. Not simply to recite it and to not know what one is reading. But rather to recite it and to reflect over its meanings. To reflect over its meanings and to believe in it. And to take it as a means of guidance and direction. And to implement it in one's life. To implement that which Allah He orders in His book in one's life. And the greatest thing that Allah Azza wa Jal He orders in His book is to worship Him alone and to single Him out alone in all actions of worship. Inwardly and outwardly. And the greatest thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He prohibits in His book and He has forbidden is to associate partners with Him, any partner whatsoever in any action of worship, inwardly and outwardly. So therefore a believer, he will learn these affairs. And likewise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has ordered in His book that one must obey His Prophet and take him as a role model sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and comply to His commandment. So therefore when he will read the Quran and he will strive to understand the words of Allah Azza wa Jal and to implement them in his life. The people of knowledge, they mention that whenever a believer, he approaches the Quran and he begins to read, his concern and his aim will not be, when will I finish the chapter? His aim and his goal will not be, when will I finish the chapter? Or if he's standing in the prayer or if he's listening to another recite, his goal and his concern will not be, when will the recitation be finished? When will we be done with the recitation? When will the chapter end? When is the juz going to end? This is not his concern. This is not his aim and this is not the proper manner of approaching the book of Allah. Rather, a believer who approached the book of Allah in a manner seeking guidance. When will I benefit? When will I understand? When will I understand what Allah is ordering me in this book? When will I understand the words of my Lord? When will it go into my heart? When will it benefit me? When will I rectify my situation? When am I going to change my condition? When am I going to surrender? And when am I going to submit to Allah? When am I going to be from the righteous and the pious? When will I be from those who truly establish their prayer in their life, inwardly and outwardly? When will I learn the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When am I going to check my desires? When am I going to lower my gaze? When am I going to check my tongue and stop backbiting the people? When am I going to learn how to earn my living and feed and provide my family from means that are lawful and halal and wholesome? When am I going to turn away from the haram? When am I going to take the Prophet as my role model and my guide? Sincerely and truthfully, when am I going to be sincere? When am I going to be truthful in my religion? When am I going to establish the testimony, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah in my life, truthfully. A believer, he will approach the Quran in this manner, and he will look for guidance, and he will beg Allah. He will beg Allah to help him. He will beg Allah to help him to understand. He will realize that he has no good. A believer, he has no good in this life. He's not able to do anything except with the favor of Allah and the blessing of Allah and the aid and the help of Allah. So therefore, he will read the book of Allah with hopes of guidance, with hopes of mercy, with hopes of forgiveness, with hopes of understanding and reflecting and benefiting, hoping that the Quran will be a guide for him and a light for him. Not reading with deaf ears and a blind heart. Not reading with deaf ears and a blind heart, just hoping to finish, hoping to complete it time after time and never understand and never even benefit, never even realize. Many times if a person, he's not careful, he will read the book of Allah and then he will stand up and contradict it directly in his creed, in his belief, or in his statement, or in his deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has set laws. He has set laws and prescribed the legislation in the path, the sharia, that is straight and upright and noble. And this Quran, it guides to all good. For those who believe in it, and those who follow it, those who strive to reflect and understand it, and ponder on it, and implement it in their life. And implement it in their life. May Allah grant us success to stand in these days for His sake and to fast in these days seeking His reward. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rectify our affairs and to strengthen our faith, to make us truthful in our shahada. We ask Allah to make us truthful in our shahada. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal from His mercy and His grace to make us truthful from the sadiqeen fi ma yashhaduna bihi. من أنه لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين وتوفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.